Hallelujah. And he wants to give it to you more than you want it.
Amen.
Put your hands together. In Jesus' name. Stand behind him. Come on. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we renounce sickness and disease in this body. In Jesus' name, we release the healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow. A new pancreas in Jesus' name. New kidneys in Jesus' name. Swelling be gone in Jesus' name. Pain be gone in Jesus' name. The body can handle any amount of sugar in Jesus' name, and that sugar, those sugar levels are normal. They're made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that the circulation in this body is healed. It's recreated in Jesus' name. The blood is healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the vision is healed in Jesus' name. It's healed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, and even the excess in Jesus' name will start to melt away and leave and not return in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I just release the healing power of the Holy Spirit down into your spinal column in Jesus' name, and I command it to be healed, recreated, and made whole. I speak to your knees in Jesus' name, that they're recreated in Jesus' name. They're healed. Come on, start bending them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, the pain and the discomfort, the stiffness, all of that is gone, and even the excess in Jesus' name. You know what? There's people here with excess, and they want to be free from it. I know I do. Huh? Come on. You want to be free from it? We're going to lay hands on you. Because you know what? I see it happening. Amen? It's like there's a weight problem and people can't seem to get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. Amen? It's happening. This is not weird. This is really happening because it affects the physical body, does it not? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I start with myself in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Who else? Who else? Is there anybody else?
Right here.
Come on. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Come on. Don't fall down. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Anybody else? I'm serious. You come now if you want it. I'm taking it all from the Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the excess in our bodies in Jesus' name. Father, forgive us for lifestyles that may not be healthy, Father God. Teach these people and myself what needs to be changed. But we speak to that excess right now to start melting and going away in Jesus' name. Just supernaturally going away in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Be bold and check yourself, huh? Be bold. I mean, really. Put your faith in action. Come on. In Jesus' name, we speak life into the digestive system in Jesus' name. Anything that's clogging, anything that's blocking, things that are not working right, the hormones and all of that, we speak life into the body. We speak regeneration in Jesus' name. Total and complete regeneration into our bodies in Jesus' name. We take the limits off of you, Father. We take the limits off of the blood of Jesus. We take the limits off of you, Holy Spirit. And by your stripes, we are healed in Jesus' name. And these bodies, these systems are working perfectly normal. People that have actual digestive problems in this place, in Jesus' name. Those, we speak into the digestive system that those intestines, in Jesus' name, and the colon and all the muscles from the top and the bottom and everything that works together in Jesus' name, that they are realigned in Jesus' name. They're realigned in Jesus' name, and they function perfectly normal. People are not stopped up, and they don't have an excess in that either, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The infections are gone in Jesus' name. Gastritis, there's people here that are dealing with that, and so that little, what is it? It's a little, I think in Spanish, there's like a little muscle between the esophagus and the stomach. I don't know what it's called, but, Spinter. Okay, in Jesus' name. Am I saying it right? Spinter. In Jesus' name. Just lay your hand on you if that's you, in Jesus' name. We just release that healing power, and so that spinster, in Jesus' name, it is recreated. That muscle opens and closes perfectly normal. It does not let the excessive acid go up into the esophagus and burn the esophagus, burn the linings of the lungs and all of that stuff in Jesus' name. No more in Jesus' name. All of those wounds are healed in Jesus' name. Even the lungs are healed. The burning in the throat stops in Jesus' name. And we speak to the acid in the stomach, the excess acid, to stop in Jesus' name, to neutralize, to be normal in Jesus' name. No excess in this area, but normal in Jesus' name. Normal body functions in Jesus' name. Someone has right here on their, what side am I? Okay, the left side in Jesus' name. They have a pain in their head right here. It's right in this area. And right now in Jesus' name, we speak release. We speak a release in Jesus' name. We speak a release in the name of Jesus, and that by his stripes, that pain is gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that pain is gone. There's somebody here on the right side of their lower back right here. In Jesus' name, we just release the healing power into that in Jesus' name. And we say, by your stripes, be healed. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Be made whole in Jesus' name. There's people here with foot problems. If you have foot problems, come here. Come here if you have foot problems. Anybody out there, you have foot problems, come here. Anoint their feet, somebody. Come on, you anoint their feet. Okay, anoint their feet. Anybody else here with foot problems? Because you know what? Foot problems are nasty. Do you know I have new arches? I have new arches, I have new ankles, I have a new knee, I have new hips, I have a new spine, I have a new neck, I have new wrists. Hallelujah. So right now, we release that healing power into these feet in Jesus' name. And by his stripes, they are healed. They are made whole. If I'm missing you, get your foot in here in Jesus' name. By his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. All pain, all swelling, all arthritis is gone in Jesus' name. It's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone in Jesus' name. And by his stripes, you are healed and made whole in Jesus' name. You're healed and you're made whole in Jesus' name. Now you put your, come on. Come on, honey. In Jesus' name, anoint it in Jesus' name. By his stripes, is it the foot? Is it the foot? Okay, in Jesus' name, we just release that healing power into her. In Jesus' name, we command them to be healed in Jesus' name, to straighten out. We speak life into those legs in Jesus' name, life into the feet in Jesus' name. RSD-CRPD. Okay, in Jesus' name, we just renounce that disease in Jesus' name. We renounce it in Jesus' name. Get behind her in Jesus' name. We renounce this disease in the name of Jesus. And by his stripes, it's gone in Jesus' name. He took it upon his body so that her body is made whole. It's strengthened in Jesus' name. It moves. It's flexible in Jesus' name. We speak into the hips in Jesus' name, where they're crooked in Jesus' name. They're made straight. They're made whole. We speak into the knees. We speak into the arches, the feet. We speak into them in Jesus' name. I speak life into the very marrow of these feet in Jesus' name, into the cartilage, into the joints in Jesus' name. And by his stripes, they are healed. Everyone here, including you start putting your faith in action. Come on, jump, bend, whatever it was you couldn't do. Come on, do it. You know? That's what it takes, because faith without action, I'll be honest with you, is dead. Amen? Amen. She jumped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of it.
Amen.
Huh? Huh? Is your knees? In Jesus' name, we just release that healing power into those knees, and by His stripes, those knees are healed, they're recreated, they're made whole. They have the right amount of cartilage in Jesus' name. The strength is returned. All arthritis be gone in Jesus' name. Are there people here dealing with arthritis? Down there too? Jesus' name, we renounce the spirit behind arthritis. We renounce arthritis physically in Jesus' name.
Especially in the left knee.
Okay. In Jesus' name, we speak life into this body, into this knee in Jesus' name. And by His stripes, we command all arthritis to be gone. We command it out of the body. You?
Yeah, they're talking possible knee replacement.
Jesus' name, we command a brand new knee. This knee was bone on bone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be recreated, be healed in Jesus' name. The cartilage grow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, bones be recreated, the ligaments, tendons, nerves, everything attached to it, the muscles, everything in Jesus' name. The pain and the swelling be gone. Come on, move it. Don't be afraid of it. Amen. And the short leg grow out in Jesus' name. It grow out in Jesus' name. Your feet? Okay, well, we just renounce that in Jesus' name. The pain and the swelling be gone in Jesus' name. The numbness be gone. I just prayed for a man in Los Angeles who had that, but he also had a stroke, and it was all healed in Jesus' name. All the swelling, everything gone. This is an old man, and he's totally healed in Jesus' name. All the paralysis, everything is gone in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, we speak life in Jesus' name. The pain, the swelling go down. We renounce diabetes. We command a new pancreas in Jesus' name to be recreated in Jesus' name. The blood level's normal in Jesus' name. I don't know if you know it, but you've got color in you.
Right.
You didn't have color in you last night.
I got a day, though, don't I? Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Who else?
I got a hip right here.
Okay.
Sound.
Okay. You know, I have a new hip in Jesus' name. Come on, some man, come here. Come
Hallelujah.
On. Lay your hand on that hip in Jesus' name. Okay?
Thank you.
Jesus' name on the hip. In Jesus' name. Release that healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow into this hip, and this hip is recreated in Jesus' name. We command it to be recreated, the arthritis and everything, the pain, the swelling be gone in Jesus' name. We command it to be where it's worn out, to be recreated, the joints, everything within it in Jesus' name be recreated. Come on, do what you couldn't do. It doesn't have to take long. Come on, do what you couldn't do right now. Right now, do what you couldn't do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
Well, shoulders grind, and I've had 2 back surgeries. That's why I'm pretty healing. Head to toe.
Okay. Jesus' name, we just release that healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow into this woman's spine in Jesus' name. We command it. Don't pray. We command it to be recreated in Jesus' name. Recreated in Jesus' name. These shoulders be loosed. They be healed. They be recreated in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed. Be pain-free. And move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, they be recreated. Come on. Do what you couldn't do. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Arthritis, pain be gone. The swelling be gone. The stiffness be gone. We speak life. Life into the joints. Life into the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, nerves. In your body, be healed. Come on. Ben, do what you couldn't do. Don't be afraid of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do what you couldn't do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, that's faith. Amen. Amen. Okay. In Jesus' name, release that healing power to flow into her knees. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Into the legs. I speak life. I command the pain and the swelling be gone. In Jesus' name, all arthritis be gone. In Jesus' name, that the cartilage grows. Grows into the knee in Jesus' name. Yes, cartilage grows in Jesus' name. The bones that are smashed or crushed, whatever you want to say in Jesus' name, be recreated in Jesus' name. and all the muscles, ligaments, tendons, and nerves stretch out in Jesus' name. Everything that's attached to it in Jesus' name. Come on, start moving it. Do what you couldn't do. Walk, do what you couldn't do. In Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to you, Jesus. We say glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell us what's going on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you feel him here? I know he's here. You know, this actual CD I went to the throne room on, I love it. Name, a recreation in Jesus' name. All the pain and the swelling be gone in Jesus' name. We speak strength. It's a new knee. See, I have a new knee. Are you going out under the Spirit? Okay, someone hold on to her. She's going out under the Spirit. Let her go. Just let her go. I think she's wanting to go forward. In Jesus' name. Who else? Amen. New ankles, new feet. That's God's business. Put your hands on him. Touch his ankles and his feet in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we release that healing power to flow into his ankles and into his feet in Jesus' name. The arches are brand new. The ankles are recreated. There's, in Jesus' name, all arthritis, pain, swelling in those feet and ankles be gone in Jesus' name. A recreation. A recreation in Jesus' name. A recreation. Run down the man's spine and all the way down in Jesus' name. Come on. Put your faith in action is what I'm trying to tell you. Jesus' name. Do what you couldn't do. Okay. It was standing. Okay. And now? Amen. Where? In Jesus' name, we renounce every cyst and growth in Jesus' name. We renounce it in Jesus' name. We command it out of the man's body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, get out of him in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I had a growth on my body. And my husband and I were about to go to Tanzania. This was a couple years ago. And it was a mole. It started out as a little thing, but it just started growing really big and really fast. And it was peppered and yucky. And my husband said, that doesn't look healthy. And I said, I know it doesn't. I said, I just laid my hands on it in Jesus' name. And I commanded the thing, in Jesus' name, you dry up and you fall off. And we went to Tanzania for 2 weeks because we have a ministry there. And the thing was detaching itself from my body. I just spoke to it every day. You dry up and you fall off. And I got back to Guatemala 2 weeks later. And the thing was just hanging by a thread. And I looked at it. And I touched it, and it fell off in my hand, and I went, it was like sand in my hands, and I went and washed my hands. Amen. You got power over it. You got authority over it.
Can I say something?
Amen. Say it.
Bob, in the spirit, I saw your feet being made straight and healed.
What happened to him? So that's what you need is the new arch. What is the bump? So you need a tendon. Okay. In Jesus' name, we just speak to that this part of the foot, and we command a tendon to grow, to be recreated in Jesus' name. Those things that were lacking in Jesus' name, come on, be recreated in Jesus' name. The arches in Jesus' name, they form in Jesus' name. The arches form in Jesus' name. No more flat feet in Jesus' name. They form creative miracles. That's what we speak. That's what we receive. Amen. Jesus' name. We just release that healing power into you in Jesus' name. We renounce arthritis in Jesus' name. We renounce that generational curse upon you in Jesus' name. We release that healing power to flow into your hands in Jesus' name. We release it into your hands in Jesus' name. And we say, by his stripes, these hands are healed. Arthritis, be gone. You don't belong in her body. Stop her in Jesus' name. You don't belong in her body in Jesus' name. You get out of her in Jesus' name. Get out of her body in Jesus' name. You foul wicked spirit, get out. In Jesus' name, get out in Jesus' name. We just release that creative power of the Holy Spirit into these hands, into these knuckles, into the joints in Jesus' name. And we say, be healed, be straightened, be made whole. In Jesus' name, straighten out, be strengthened, all pain, swelling, be gone. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Put your faith in action. You know what to do. In Jesus' name. Come on. In Jesus' name. All the way in that whole body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else for healing in this little, in this?
This is anointed for a lady named Jenna. I'm not for sure if it's cirrhosis of the liver, but it's something to do with the liver. And she needs a miracle.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. And then I think he's got words for you. If you're standing, are you wanting healing for yourself? Okay, hold this for a sec. In Jesus' name, we renounce arthritis in Jesus' name. We command the swelling and the pain to be gone in Jesus' name, that there's total, complete movement and restoration in this thumb, in this part of her hand in Jesus' name. All arthritis be gone. It's just gone in Jesus' name. That spirit in Jesus' name be gone. We speak life into the bones. Life into the marrow of the bones. Life into the joints. Life in Jesus' name. Life in Jesus' name. All bitterness leave the woman in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we speak life and restoration. Come on, move, move them, move them. In Jesus' name, come on. In Jesus' name. Yes? Yes, it's coming?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, keep going. Keep going. Okay, anybody else? Okay. Okay. In Jesus' name, we just release the healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow into these ears in Jesus' name. And by his stripes, these ears are healed and made whole in Jesus' name. They're healed and made whole in Jesus' name. The nerves are recreated in Jesus' name. This ringing in the ear, stop in Jesus' name. We just speak recreation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we say be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed, be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Come on. We're not taking any of it. In Jesus' name. You don't settle for it. In Jesus' name. Let it stop. Let it stop. Ears be at peace in Jesus' name. Let it stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. It's your confession controls your healing. It controls your health. It controls every area of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, we're going to stand in the gap for people. Okay? If you're standing in the gap for someone, you come forward. We're going to anoint prayer cloths, okay? And then I'm going to have you, after we anoint these prayer cloths, I'm going to give you just a brief little instruction, okay? And then I'm going to have you put your faith in action, call the person, email the person, whatever you have to do, and tell them what we did. Just recently at some healing services in where was I? Oh, I don't know. Los Angeles, that's where it was. In Los Angeles. And a man came forward. No, that was Burbank. I'm sorry, in Burbank. A man came forward, and he was standing in proxy for his brother who tried to commit suicide. And his brother, this was a few years ago, his brother tried to commit suicide. He jumped off a bridge, but it failed in Jesus' name. But his body was broken. And one of the things he suffered was because his ankles were both broken in the fall or the jump. And they didn't mend right. And every day he had this arthritis and this extreme pain in these ankles. You know, it's just something that controls. Pain is controlling. And And he came forward and he said, Becky, can we stand in faith for my brother? And I said, of course we can. So I anointed his ankles. This is his brother. I anointed his ankles. And I, just as if it was the man standing in front of me, I released the healing power into his ankles. And I said, now you put your faith in action because you're standing in proxy for him. I said, go call him and tell him what we did. And tell him to put his faith in action and move him. So he was the sound guy, and so he went back right away and called his brother on the phone. We're starting to pray for other people, and he's running up here and saying, you got to hear this, you got to hear this. Here we are over in one part of Los Angeles, speaking life into someone else's ankles, healing and the pain and the restoration and all of that. And his brother calls him and says, this is what we just did. He says, put your faith in action. He goes, I don't even need to do that. He said, I had been in so much pain all day long, and his girlfriend was going to massage his ankles to see if that would help. He said, she didn't even get near me. And he said, just now, the pain, it left. I raised our baby from the dead, from a distance. I minister to people on Facebook and emails from all over the world, and they're instantly healed. There is no distance in the spirit realm. None. 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 Amen? So these other people are standing in proxy for someone. Okay, we have some prayer cloths. Anoint them with oil. Okay, what we're going to do it as a group. Okay? You can have as many as you want, as long as you give them to someone. Okay, we're going to anoint these things with oil, okay, these cloths, okay? And then somehow you're going to either go visit or mail it or however. You have to give it to the person, okay? And when you give it to the person, listen up. When you give it to the person or mail it or whatever, just give them a nice short letter. Don't go into some big major problem with all the problems and all of that. And you just give them a brief little message. We were, some friends and I were praying for you, for your healing. Be specific. Healing from cancer, whatever it is, okay? And say, I want you to take and put this in your pocket and under your pillow, whatever. Somehow put it on your body. You know, for people that have, that are mentally challenged or possessed, things like that, you get this stuff and you put it under their mattresses or things like that where people, they don't know where they are, okay? You put them on their bodies, whatever, okay? Okay, does everybody have what they wanted? It's all anointed with oil. Okay, you just tell me when you're done with that part. Okay. Now, one of the things I have to tell people all the time right now, because of the times we live in, this is not witchcraft. But they need to know. Because the Wicca and all of that copy everything we do. They copy everything we do. And because of the circles I go into, because I go into where the unsaved are, and I have to tell them, I'm not a witch. I don't practice witchcraft. I don't practice New Age, any of it. I tell them. I say I'm a born again Christian, and I believe in the healing power of Jesus. And I'm just activating my faith, and you will be healed. Okay. So right now you are activating your faith for these loved ones and friends. So right now we just release the healing power of the Holy Spirit into these prayer cloths in Jesus' name. And we just say, be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed and set free and delivered in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Be healed and delivered in Jesus' name. You will live, you will not die, you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. Cancer, growth, blood disease, bone disease, or anything like arthritis, depression, all of those things, named or unnamed, all sickness and disease, you leave their bodies in Jesus' name. You bow to the name of Jesus. You bow in Jesus' name. We are His ambassadors, so you bow to us in Jesus' name. We activate our faith, and we release the healing power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name into these cloths, and we declare these people, call them by name. You are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now you go and you deliver these things, whether you mail them, if they live nearby, whatever, you take a trip and you go see them and you tell them. But you do it quickly, okay? I mean, you do it within the next few days. You mail these things or however you get them to them with a nice note, not a big thing with a bunch of Christian jargon in it. Short and sweet. We are praying for you. This is a biblical thing that we are doing. We have taken and we've anointed these prayer cloths, and we ask you to put it on your body, and we believe you are healed. So activate your faith and tell them, do what you couldn't do. Okay? And say, be healed. And say, here's my phone number, my whatever you want to get together, let's come on. Give them, make yourself available. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to be sensitive to the Spirit and also to your needs. I believe God's done what He needs to do this morning. And we'll be ministering some more this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.